In just a moment, I will have the evening's talking points, opening the whole bit, just as soon as I can get my laptop to say,
okay, you can start now, George.
Sheesh. This can be very embarrassing when one forgets to open the switchboard, which is what I did tonight. And, of course, I got to say this again. For those of you joining us on Mixler, good evening. Hello. And how you doing? As I just told the Blog Talk listening audience, I kind of forgot to open the switchboard. I set everything else up, but I forgot to open the switchboard. Sorry, I'm embarrassed here. It's just a little embarrassing. It does happen. Oh, and I hate when this happens. I really do. Because sometimes you just wish to God you could rewind life, huh? All right. Bear with me. I'm getting there. I promise. Just waiting for the switchboard to politely open. Oh, hello. So let's do this, shall we? The opening.
Welcome to Firefox News Online, live on blogtalkradio.com and simulcasting live on Mixler.com. The rules are simple. No personal attacks, threats, or hate speech will be tolerated either in the chat room or on the phone lines. If you commit to these acts, your chat will be deleted, you will be blocked, and you will be removed from the phone lines. Remember, your opinion is your own, and no one has the right to force their opinion on you or anyone else. The number to call is 347-945-5747. Blocked calls, unknown Skype names will not be accepted. You must be in the chat room and let us know you are calling in with your area code and first three numbers and or your Skype name. The views and opinions expressed in this coming broadcast are that of myself and those who call in, and do not reflect the views and opinions of any other person, Mixler.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, or Firefox News Online Productions. With that having been said, it's time to get underway.
No, killing them.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Just a moment. I need to fix, hopefully, an issue that Blog Talk Radio assured me was fixed. And they're not there on the weekends. They're getting one hell of a nasty fucking email from me tonight. Oh, I guarantee it. After I get off the air, they're going to hear about it from me in spades. Here I am trying to do my godforsaken show, and all I'm getting is electronic stupidity. Let's try this again. Trying to open up my switchboard. Thank you. Unbelievable. As I'm trying to get to my talking points, which is pre-recorded, it's not even a long talking points tonight. You're going to like it. Around 5 minutes or so. Just the aggravation that Blog Talk Radio assured me that this was fixed, and now I find out it's not. The Blog Talk Radio tech people, the technicians, they're supposed to fix this shit. Obviously, haven't got the brains God gave them to know how to fix it. So maybe Blog Talk Radio, you better start hiring some new techs starting Monday. Oh, by the time you hear this, it will be Monday. So Blog Talk Radio, fix it or say goodbye to my broadcast of over 8 years on your service. Oh, and by the way, when I leave, I'll take as many shows with me as I can nail down. So if you don't want to lose everything you've got, I suggest you get on this shit and stick and start fixing this thing. I'm getting tired of it. I have had enough. I mean, it's to the point where, you know, I know why a lot of shows have left, because Blog Talk Radio... The fuck? I don't know why this is... You know what? Here's the talking points, everybody. And now, it's time for tonight's Firefox News Online Talking Points. With me, George Sinzer. In all the world, there is no dirtier a game than politics. And sometimes, more often than not, politics can interrupt one's life to the point of no return, or interrupt it just enough to make it interesting. For a journalist, it often means the difference between being driven crazy or driven just a little nuts. From the perspective of a journalist, one can get a certain, a certain perspective that the average individual doesn't get. I'm not saying that the average listener out there listening to my broadcast right now cannot do this themselves, but it does have its advantages when you have certain goals from which to work with. For instance, when we look at a story as a journalist, we have to remain objective. Try as hard as we can. Sometimes it's not always easy, as you found out listening to my broadcasts. But I run a news and topic discussion broadcast. It is just a little bit different than being an outsider looking in. You see, for me, sometimes I have a difficult task as a journalist when confronted with an actual story to report myself, and that doesn't happen very often. But when it does, it's nice to know that I have an objectivity that I live by. So, you can just imagine, for a moment, by placing yourself in my shoes, or any journalist's shoes, for just 2 minutes, how hectic it is to get the images or video and place them in the context of the story. I'll give you a case in point. On April 16th, 2016, I went to the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie, New York, to a Trump rally. When I got there, and once I got inside, of course, I found myself vastly overwhelmed, but not so overwhelmed that I wouldn't be able to do what I intended to do. So I go to the Trump rally. Unfortunately, I did not think to empty my cell phone of all images and videos before going into this thing. But I got enough footage and a couple of good shots with a camera to kind of give you an idea. Because that's basically what I wanted to do in this context. I knew I wouldn't get to see Donald Trump face to face to be able to interview the man. But I was able to get just enough footage, just enough information, where I could turn around and report the story, at the same time giving people a unique perspective. A unique perspective into how the mainstream media does not show except a square box, basically, or the size of your video screen, Donald Trump standing at the podium. He's right about one thing. They do not show the crowds unless there is a disruption. And I feel that it is wrong. It is absolutely wrong for the media to just ignore the vast number of people that go to these rallies. Now, of course, the Mid-Hudson Civic Center does not contain a whole lot of people, just in one side alone. It was hard to get an exact count. But he spoke twice, I believe, that day. Because there were thousands of people at that Trump rally, including the protesters, which were contained. As crazy as this is going to sound, folks, it was a small venue, but the protesters were there. And just like in California earlier today, when Trump protesters lined up en masse. A lot of people began to question, was it actual people that do not like Donald Trump? Or was it people paid by the left to infiltrate and cause a disruption? Well, I got news for you. I'm beginning to think it's a combination of both. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend this broadcast is always worldwide on Twitter and Facebook right now. And with that having been said, it is now time for the rest of the story. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast. I'm George Sinzer, your host and moderator and journalist and executive producer and, well, you get the idea. Let's see. How can I put this? Oh, yeah. I've got a guest listening. That's my cell phone. I'm doing great tonight. It's a Friday night. I said I was going to be here. And I can see by my switchboard and my chat room that no one else has arrived yet. So, as is customary with the broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, and I am simulcasting live on Mixlr using their chat room as well, here's what we're going to do. Yes, I did rant and rave a little bit earlier regarding Blog Talk Radio. I got that out of my system. I'm still a little bit pissed, but I got it out of my system. So here's what we're going to do. Now, the folks listening on the people listening on Mixlr, because I had an issue with Skype, had to listen to a different opening than everyone on Blog Talk Radio did. But they got to hear the rest of the... This is what's weird about this. They got to listen to the rest of the... I love this because I can't help but laugh at it because it's so stupid. It really is. When Blog Talk... Excuse me, not Blog Talk Radio. When Skype disconnected, I scrambled immediately to put Dirty Laundry on Mixlr while everyone else was listening to the opening... The standard opening on Blog Talk Radio. So, that kind of, you know, made a little bit of a problem for me. Well, when part of the opening finished on Blog Talk Radio and the song ended on Mixlr, I was able to open everything up. And just at that moment, I caught it right where Blog Talk Radio went to the next patriotic song. And the folks on Mixlr and Blog Talk Radio got to hear the same thing at that point. Kind of funny, kind of funky, but hey, you know what it is? Skype went, couldn't be helped. For some dumb reason, it happens every once in a while. But when it does, I like to be prepared for any contingency. That's why I have a bank of music to choose from. And I'm trying to contain a yawn. So if they sound funny, I'm sorry. And just, I don't know why I'm yawning. I took a nice power nap before broadcast tonight. Because like I said, I was kind of 50-50 on whether I would actually be here or not tonight. But because I was too exhausted Wednesday to actually try and do the show, I think doing a Friday show is appropriate. Well, this is very peculiar. Nobody on my BTR list is here. I sent out the email as best I could, as quick as I could, but... No one's here. So what I'm going to do in the interim, and I'll do this through my, I'll do it through through Skype. Let's see, what can I put out there that would be a good tune to select that I don't have necessarily on my switchboard? As a good starter. So let's see. Let me see. I did sing this. Oh, hey, I like this. So I'm going to switch my feeds and stuff like that, and we will do our best to make it happen. Okay. Try and do this anyway. There's the audio. Uh-oh. One thing I forgot, folks. I kind of do this every once in a while. I forget to open the volume sliders because every so often, like now, the slider for the browser is down, so I got to turn it up once I switch the feeds. Here we go.
Run, but he just called up, and I said, you know what, Coach, do me a favor. First, I had to make sure it was really him. I said, Bobby Knight. That was like a big deal for me. But I said, would you do me a favor, give me your number, and, you know, let's see what happens, and I'll call you back. And about a week ago, I said, hey, we're going to Indiana.
Thank you.
I don't believe this. Nobody could hear me on Blog Talk Radio. Ah, man. I don't believe I did that. Blog Talk Radio, I'm sorry. I screwed up. I wonder how long I've been on dead air there. You know something? You're right, Flycatch. You're right. And nobody's coming. All right. I sent out emails. I contacted people. Nobody's showing up. You're the only one that's here. Oh, well. I tried. I actually tried. Anyway, I'm George Sinzer, and for the comments I've made, that's the way it is from my perspective. Thank you for tuning in to Firefox News Online here on blogtalkradio.com and simulcast live on Mixlr.com. If you have any comments you'd like to share with us, send them to comments@FirefoxNewsOnlineProductions.com. That's comments@FirefoxNewsOnlineProductions.com. Also, if you have any topics or story ideas you'd like to share, send them to WeReport@FirefoxNewsOnlineProductions.com. That's WeReport@FirefoxNewsOnlineProductions.com. The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast are that of myself and those who call in, and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of any other person, BlogTalkRadio.com, Mixlr.com, or Firefox News Online Productions. Firefox News Online is a production of Firefox News Online Productions. Any rebroadcast, transcript, in whole or in part, without the express written permission of Firefox News Online Productions and its owner, that's me, George Sinzer, is expressly forbidden. Copyright 2016, all rights reserved. Thanks for tuning in once again. We hope to catch you next time. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. I'm trying to finish this stupid close.
That's all, folks.
So let it be written. So let it be done.